Standing in that corner and looking out was like hanging in midair over a skyline more fabulous than any mind could imagine. Yet it was one he had seen before, for he recognized yonder suspension bridge as well as some of the tall buildings on this side of it. He should have recognized the bridge, for they'd almost died on it in another world. Jake had been kidnapped off it by Gasher and taken to the TikTok man. This was the city of Ludd, as it must have been in its prime.
"Do you call it New York?" he asked. "You do, yes?"
"Yes," Nancy Deepnose said.
"And yonder bridge that swoops?"
"The George Washington," Marion Carver said. "Or just the GWB if you're a native." So yonder lay not only the bridge which had taken them into Ludd, but the one beside which Pere Callahan had walked when he left New York to start his wandering days. That Roland remembered from his story, and very well. "Would you care for some refreshment?" Nancy asked. He began to say no, took stock of how his head was swimming, and changed his mind. "Something, yes, but only if it would sharpen wits that needed to be sharp."
"Tea, if you have it," he said. "Hot, strong tea with sugar or honey. Can you?"
"We can," Marion said, and pushed a button on her desk. She spoke to someone Roland couldn't see, and all at once the woman in the outer office, the one who had appeared to be talking to herself, made more sense to him. When the ordering of hot drinks and sandwiches, what Roland supposed he would always think of as Popkins, was done, Marion leaned forward and captured Roland's eye. "We're well met in New York, Roland, so I hope. But our time here isn't vital, and I suspect you know why." The gunslinger considered this, then nodded. A trifle cautiously, but over the years he had built a degree of caution into his nature.